In France, all the major unions today staged nationwide protests against plans by President Nicolas Sarkozy to make people work longer to qualify for a full pension. Irene Lagan reports.
Workers in transport and various other sectors took to the streets in cities across France in protest at the plan to increase to 41 from 40 the number of years people must work before being entitled to a state pension. Union officials are confident that the scale of the protests will force the government to change its policy.
There will be at least 500,000 people on the streets, because I know from what I heard that workers are really mobilized.
Port workers have also called for a walkout to coincide with the one-day protest, continuing disruptions to shipping after some fishermen pledged to persist with action over rising diesel costs, despite government aid plans unveiled on Wednesday. A year after President Nicolas Sarkozy was elected on a platform of sweeping economic reforms, his approval rating has tumbled. Concern over the cost of living has grown, and the global markets crisis has forced the government to lower its growth target for this year. Teachers and pupils have held numerous protests over the past 2 months against plans to cut 11,200 jobs in education in the next academic year. And teachers' unions have called for another protest on Saturday. Port workers have also held intermittent protests against moves to privatize the loading activities of state-run ports. I'm Irene Lagan.